It was America's Blackest Friday. President John F. Kennedy was gunned down on a Dallas street 30 minutes after noon on November 22, 1963. Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson, who had accompanied the president to Dallas, sped back to Air Force One and was sworn in with the bloodied widow of Jack Kennedy at his side. Once Air Force One was airborne, some of the military and security men on duty were able to emerge from their despair and anger to begin asking necessary questions. But it was the man closest to John F. Kennedy who needed to put aside his grief and begin immediately to hide all evidence of Kennedy's secret life from the nation, as well as from the new president who could be sitting in the Oval Office by early evening. In those first hours of horror, the president's remarkable younger brother, Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, lived up to his reputation for pragmatism and toughness. Among his many telephone calls early that afternoon was one to McGeorge Bundy, the dead president's national security advisor, who was told to protect Jack Kennedy's papers. Bundy ordered that the combinations to the president's locked files be changed at once before Lyndon Johnson's men could begin rummaging through them. Bobby Kennedy understood that public revelation of the materials in his brother's White House files would forever destroy Jack Kennedy's reputation as president and his own as attorney general. He had spent nearly 3 years in a confounding situation, as guardian of the nation's laws, as his brother's secret operative in foreign crises, and as personal watchdog for an older brother who reveled in personal excess and recklessness.